Oh man. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets podcast. We are presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure to use code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Coming to you on a Monday, Harrison Wind. I got Eric. You know him.
Wow. Just fighting these Monday blues away. I got to be honest, man. I was having a case of the Mondays until I heard that air horn for a second time. I'm back. Dude, I've got Tuesday vibes now.
You look great. You look great. You're in studio. Your picture's studio clear. Oh. You got the light shining perfectly down on you.
Look at me. I'm like an angel. Wouldn't you say?
You're glowing. Some would say you're glowing. Man, we got a packed show for you guys on a Monday. We got a lot of news to get to. Unfortunately, an injury already on the Nuggets that we have to talk about 2 months before the freaking season starts. But we'll get to that. In brighter news, Bones Highland had another huge performance at a Pro-Am. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll get into what players could surprise us this season. What players would be the most fun to surprise us this season as well. We were talking about it in the Slack last night and on Twitter a little bit, so we thought we would bring it on to today's show. First, though, just a little PSA. Obviously, on Friday's show, we revealed that the Serbia trip is happening. It's officially happening. Yes. We are going to be there in like 2.5 weeks. It's crazy. On the 19th, we get in there. We'll be there for a full week. We're putting the finishing touches on the plans. We're booking the Airbnb. We're lining up interviews. And we've had like a ton of people reach out and say that they're really excited for us to come. We've had people donate money for us to like use on the trip to make our experience there even better. So, you know, if you want to like donate money for the cause, because like this is a huge undertaking, obviously. Like we're making a lot of sacrifices to make this happen. So if anybody wants to, you know, donate, hit any of us up on Twitter, Adam probably would be the guy to do that with. But also, if you have recommendations for bars where we should have live shows, for meetups, if you know Belgrade a little bit better than us, we're all for that. Our eyes and ears are open to that. We're open to suggestions. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of these like meetups and stuff, live shows at bars, hopefully. If you have ideas or know a place to host those, particularly Friday and Saturday. I think that would be the 20th and the 21st, or the 19th and the 20th.
Let's for once on this show, give some actually accurate.
It would be the 19th and the 20th, that Friday and Saturday. Let us know. Let us know if you have cool people you think we should interview. Let us know as well. We're open to all suggestions. Like I said, just hit any of us up. But we're super excited to make the trip, and it's going to be an awesome experience. So hit us up if you have any ideas.
This is going to be a life-changing trip. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. The fact of the matter is that we talk every day to many, many Serbians. We've got a large Serbian contingent here in the chat right now. I'm very excited to meet them in person. I imagine one, if not more of them, are going to punch me in the face. I can't wait to see it.
Hopefully it's a positive reception.
I think that is positive in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. But again, if you guys have any suggestions, just hit us up in the DMs. I think all of our DMs are open and we could chat further. I hate to start off the show on such a negative note after that Serbia PSA, but the biggest news that happened over the weekend regarding the Nuggets is Colin Gillespie, D-line, fractured his leg.
What?
And this happened when he was playing back home at Villanova. It sounds like from the reporting that he was dribbling up the court on a fast break, somebody kind of dove at the ball from behind and took him out. You got to feel pretty shitty if you're that guy. Seems like he's going to be out like 5 to 6 months. The Nuggets haven't put a timeline on it. They've just said he's out indefinitely. But, man, this is a killer before the Nuggets even start playing basketball. Somebody's hurt, man. What were you thinking when you saw this?
Well, all right. So your thoughts go two places. Number one, you're obviously most disappointed for Colin Gillespie. I mean, this is like, couldn't be more terrible timing. I mean, but then it's also like, how much was he really going to be playing for the Nuggets? I imagine this is going to be a big year for him at the, with the Grand Rapids Gold more than anything.
Sure.
You hope that this isn't a year where we actually were going to have to rely on him to give us like actual contributions, but more than anything, it just kind of like sets him back. It like sets the clock back on when we can actually expect to see him, you know, contributing to the Nuggets. And we have only seen him in summer league. Summer league, not a very good indicator of whether or not somebody's going to be an actual NBA talent, but he definitely, like his ability to run the floor and to be a floor general and to, you know, push the offense and initiate plays and things. I mean, it really popped. Like he really seemed like a guy, like he solid Gillespie, Dizzy Gillespie.
Steady Gillespie.
Steady. I mean, we didn't even settle on a goddamn nickname. He's already injured. So it's a bummer. You just hate to see this. This is just like the ugly side of sports. And so, you know, it sucks, obviously. I mean, hopefully indefinitely means, you know, like 3 months, 4 months. I mean, maybe, you know, hopefully he still gets some season in here. But it sucks. So you hate to see this.
Yeah, well, his dad had a quote in the Philly Inquirer that was like, he's going to be out 5 to 6 months, which that's a long time for just a regular broken leg. So
they called it a fracture, too. A fracture is a lesser version of a break. I was surprised, man. Although
it
a compound
seems
fracture,
like a bad one. Yeah,
it had to have been. You think it was like a compound fracture? Like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. I don't know the details necessarily, but yeah, it doesn't seem good. Look, you think back to summer league with Colin Gillespie. He was one of the few players who I felt had a really good summer league. Like Jack White obviously played great, won the two-way contract competition. Colin Gillespie might be next up in terms of guys who just really, really impressed me. I came away from summer league really liking Colin Gillespie. But you're right. I don't think there were a ton of expectations for him next season. He was going to be a guy who was probably playing in the G League for most of his minutes. Maybe, and you can definitely see this potentially happening with the Nuggets, maybe they could have called on him early, mid, late, just sometime during the season because Jamal Murray is coming back from the ACL. He's going to need a couple nights off here and there. We know just Nuggets guards, they get injured. Like it happens. Bones Highland has missed games with ankles in the past. So maybe they could have needed him from that standpoint. The bigger thing, though, is it just kind of backs up his timeline because, you would look at Colin Gillespie as somebody who would get seasoning in the G League, and then maybe next season he showed enough, you know, this year to be that third point guard. Mm-hmm. Maybe next season, not this coming season, but in 2023-2024, he's playing the Ish Smith role as your third point guard. Now, if he's out 5 to 6 months, man, like his whole rookie season is probably gone. Like there's probably a huge asterisk on it. So I think it sucks from that standpoint where now his timeline is just delayed.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, it's a long, you know, he's got a career in front of him and you got to treat things the right way. I just come back to, it is a bummer, but it is like, I don't know how much you could realistically expect from Colin Gillespie in the coming year, even in the coming 2 years. So
yeah,
it sucks, but it's not the end of the world. It just is like, it's just one of those things. Like we have so precious little to focus on when it comes to the Denver Nuggets. Like the only things like, we did, at least we got the dope MPJ mixtape that we were all craving and fiending for to counterbalance this like miserable Colin Gillespie news. But this is where we're at. Like we have like only 2 to 3 morsels per week. And unfortunately this one is very sour, a very sour morsel.
Yeah. I did get a lot of questions like, do the Nuggets cut Colin Gillespie? Because he's a two-way rookie. We know like the Nuggets want, they should probably have NBA capable guys at most of these roster spots. Mm. If they're a championship contender, should they cut him and sign somebody else to that two-way deal? Like he's a two-way rookie. He's not making a lot of money. He's not owed a lot of money. Should they get somebody else in there if he's going to be out for most of this season? I don't know what they'll do. My first instinct was that they'll keep him. just because I know the Nuggets really like Colin Gillespie. He's not like, oh yeah, we just found this guy at Summer League and we signed him to a two-way contract. He's the guy on draft night that they were ecstatic to get on a two-way deal. The second the draft ended, I was getting texts like, oh, we got a big two-way signing coming up. Like this was a big get for Denver, because I think he was also one of those guys who maybe could have gone in the second round, but probably signaled that he wants to go undrafted and come to Denver. He just really liked the appeal of the Nuggets. So because of that, I would lean towards Denver holding on to him and having him under their wings for his rehab and, you know, seeing if he can get on the floor in February, March. Like, that's where I would lean, but I don't know what the Nuggets are going to do. I don't know. Maybe they do cut him and sign somebody else.
I mean, there's no need to take care of that now. I mean, if they need to cut him and sign somebody else to the two-way deal, they can do that later on in the season, right? I mean, they're not like locked into him. So like, why? Of course not. You hope, again, you hope you're not reliant on your two-way guys. Like, you have two-way guys that never saw the floor. Bol Bol comes to mind. I mean, there's your a lot boy, of guys.
Greg Whittington.
My boy, Greg Whittington.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, is this another Greg Whittington situation? But Colin Gillespie, I think, is a guy that Denver targeted and really wanted in the lead-up to the draft. And Greg Whittington, I don't get the sense that they were as high
should they cut Colin Gillespie and bring back Greg Whittington?
That's a good question. That's a good
now we're finally talking. Now my ears are open. No, I mean, like, calm down, everybody. Just calm down. Like, this it sucks. It's a bummer, but come on. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, I foresee Colin Gillespie having a place in the Nuggets. He's just one of those guys. Like, he is the Monte Morris kind of diamond in the rough. Like, the guy that played all 4 years of college, really became seasoned that way. I mean, more often than not, you're talking about like Peyton Watson, 19-year-old kid, so clearly has unbelievable amounts to learn still when it comes to organized basketball, what he should do, what his role is, what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, how to play in the flow of five other or four other players at any given time. Colin Gillespie is not that. Colin Gillespie understands how the game is played. And so that's valuable. That's very valuable.
Yeah.
It would be foolish to cut him at this point and just move on. So whatever.
Yeah. We'll see. I really like Colin Gillespie. I think he can be a backup point guard, third string point guard, a Monte Morris type. So
the other thing is, there's a lot of like these little things, these little signals. We're going to learn a lot more about the personality of Calvin Booth as opposed to Tim Connolly. Tim Connolly famously loves his guys, very loyal, holds on to them maybe too long more often than not. We're going to find out, you know, if Calvin Booth is like has more of an appetite for making difficult decisions this way, is like more apt to be a little bit more ruthless and make moves that way. So we'll see. We're fixing to find out.
Yeah, we are fixing to find out. Let's move on to some better news. Also over the weekend, this was last night, actually, Bones Highland pulled up to another pro-am. This time it was at the Brunson League in Baltimore. And he had a night, D-line. Bones Highland dropped 62 points at the Brunson League last night. And hold up. His team only scored 79. He scored 62 out of his team's 79 points at the Brunson League. And he did get the win. He did get the W. 79-78. But Bones Highland scored 62 points. Before I hear anything from you, the mixtape drop, the highlight drop this morning, I think Kale has it, but I want to go to that, and then I want to get your reaction to what Bones did. Can we play that, Kale? Do we have that? Here we go, D-Line. Here we go.
We made it.
I already like the soundtrack.
It's a legit mixtape. It has a soundtrack. Let's go.
Touch a trim, be ballin' with it.
Check on your mans, I heard he got hit in his head. But he almost died, so I can say his name, cause he ain't dead. How you let a vouch for you who just got out the fence? Sneaking pigs by Von Moe, like Lil Bro won't come out and spin. He ain't heard a flash, so he don't count, I still a game team. I call my sister, I'll still dead. I don't let them play with Vernie. I'm just waiting on my chance. If Vernie say it dead, then it dead. Little bro, you can't hop in here. This the hot cop. They like bro, it's Nook, not a smirk. You can't play no games. You play with other nah, nah. You ain't from my block if you don't know tasty booty and chops. Man, what? That's my pills, man. I crazy in this. Watch this. Watch this. Blown them in that track, they doing 90 down that school zone. Mama say I'm tripping, I'm with my like a group home. I ain't getting mad, I'm trying to rob who call my booth on. From the trench, you gotta me to my new song. I don't mention dead ops. If you really did, you ain't gonna say it, cause the fans hot. Bro, I told you I want his head, I want no leg shot. Breakfast time, they get on. Early want they eggs hot. Headshot, 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 headshot.
Oh man. Alright, so that was sick. That was sick.
First off, was that Bones' music?
Did no, he I don't think the so. Soundtrack? I don't think so.
Apparently our man Akil was there.
Akil, do you want to come on and give a, first-hand account?
Like we're basing it off of a TikTok mixtape, which I'm happy to do. I mean, listen, we've done so much more with so much less.
Yeah, Akil, if you want to come on, we'll send you the link. Just type your email or something, or your Twitter. We'll DM you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so what do you think, Eric? What do you think?
Well, first off, Pro Am. That seems like it was a lot more am than pro. I'll say that.
Okay, the whole just to set the stage, the Brunson League, definitely one of the more famous pro-ams. You got the Drew League, obviously, the crossover in Seattle. Brennan, vote everybody. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
You got the crossover in Seattle that's been getting a lot of pub over the last couple of days. Chet Holmgren was just playing in there. I think that's Jamal Crawford's pro-am. DeJounte Murray, Paolo Banchero. And then I think the Brunson League is kind of maybe on the next level, but Will Barton's played there a lot. It's in Baltimore, so you have a lot of the DMV guys. It's a pretty, you know, respectable pro-am.
I see.
But go on.
Well, I don't know how to put this. The time of Bones is here. We're pulling out all of the break. Any reservations we had about the future of Bones have all been removed. I can't goddamn wait. This guy is like, he understands, like, he gets what MPJ doesn't. He puts out mixtapes every week, however big, however small. I could not be more hyped for what we're going to get this next season from Bones Island. He shows us he's lifting weights. He's cussing at the camera. He's like challenging the viewers to fight him. I just like, listen, I'm having a hard time containing my feelings for Bones Highland.
I can tell
already. Like I was already on this way, but like, plus he put on 5 pounds of muscle. What am I to do? Let's go.
Hey guys, I gotta go do the Rocky show. I just wanted to pop on really quick and say, let's get busy.
Let's fly high city, baby.
How many times did Bones Highland yell, let's get busy, in the midst of scoring 62 points last night? Over under 5.
Oh, way over. But I'm hoping he still drops some Mile High City Baby in there, even though it didn't mean anything to anybody. Wow. Bones Highland. Dude, this like new era of the Pro-Am result, yeah. Like where NBA players go and score like the most ungodly. Like Isaiah, look, who is the number one Pro-Am player? Is it Isaiah Thomas still? Does he still have that crown? Yeah. He scores 70 points every offseason in some Pro-Am. It's always Seattle one.
I know. The crossover, yeah, or just another Seattle one. So the other layer to this is Bones had a chance to score 63 yes. points and go for the record on the last shot. The Brunson League notified him, apparently. I would have loved to see how this went down. Like, they notified him in the midst of the game or, like, the last couple minutes that the current record holder had 63, but I didn't know this guy apparently passed away a few years ago. And then Bones Highland immediately decided against taking the shot out of respect to that record holder. I mean, come on, dude.
Come on.
Come on. How is this guy real?
You can't make this up. Blows my mind that this guy is this likable. I mean, Mr. Nugget, like, just sign it off already.
He wants it so bad.
He keeps having stylized endings to games. Like, he had that Elam ending where he refused to win it off of free throws. He
was like, you're really good when you can just, like, determine how the game ends and you still win every time. Yeah.
Dude, I mean.
But no, these pro-ams are crazy. Like, to your point, D-Line, who is the worst player in the league who could just go for 50 points at a pro-am? That's what I'm left wondering here.
Didn't the DiVincenzo guy score like 50 yeah. points also? Like, yeah. in back-to-back, he had like a 60 and a 50-point. And then who's the guy in the Timberwolves? He was like in the mix with Chet Holmgren and Ben Caro.
McDaniels.
Yes, Jaden McDaniels. Like, all these guys, you're like,
right.
Jaden McDaniels scored.
Jaden McDaniels, who's like never scored over 30 points in the NBA before. At least I don't think he has.
Dude, the pro-am is like, the pro-am game is the most clear. There are levels to this indicator where, again, Isaiah Thomas, every offseason, cannot be contained, scores. Yeah. Point totals you've never heard of before, and then some team signs him, and then he scores like 12, and it's like a miserable situation.
we'll talk a lot about Bones Highland in segment two of this show. If you guys haven't been able to watch Nuggets, Avs, and Rapids games this season, check out Ivaca TV. You can watch all the Colorado teams you love with Ivaca TV. They got Altitude Sports, they got AT&T Sportsnet, other national channels as well. They've also got the DNVR channel. You can watch us on Ivaca TV. Most importantly, they have Altitude Sports. Ivaca TV, it's a great deal. It's a great deal. Use the promo code DNVR at ivaca.tv/DNVR. Get $10 off your first 3 months with that promo code. Again, that's promo code DNVR at ivaca.tv/DNVR. That gets you $10 off your first 3 months. Comes out to only $15 a month. Plus a receiver, no contracts, no hidden fees. So go to ivaca.tv/DNVR. Also, this next partner, it's a product I use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted more energy in my daily life. I also hated taking pills and vitamins. I hate doing that. So I just wanted a one-stop shop to get me ready to conquer every single day. That's where Athletic Greens comes in. One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It's perfect for every diet. It's lifestyle-friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free. Go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets, athleticgreens.com/nuggets. Take ownership over your health. Pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. All right, we're back here on the DNVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's get to the title of today's show. We were talking about this in the Slack last night and a little bit on Twitter.
Dude.
Who's going to surprise us the most next season? And more importantly, who would be the most fun Nugget to have a shockingly better season than expected? Can we rule out anybody real quick from this conversation? Do we want to rule out anybody first?
See, I feel like, well, I don't think we should rule. No. Everyone's on the table. This is up for discussion. This is at a certain point comes down to what you yourself, the viewer, the fan, finds to be fun. The word fun, I feel, is very important here.
I feel like you can probably rule out Jokic, because how does he get better than the last two seasons to the point where it surprises us?
If he got better, I mean, him getting better would be very surprising. Would it be fun? If Jokic starts to dunk on fools, you know, and Jokic just to really just like open up his game and starts to get like really pro-ammy with it, starts throwing even more insane behind-the-back passes and just starts shooting willy-nilly, that would be very fun. But I think that the obvious answer, the word fun, again, being the operative word, based on that goddamn mixtape we just watched and how hyped I got watching it, if Bones Highland comes out and plays to the level, which I honestly – I mean, the surprise part is another part that maybe is throwing this off. Like, I'm honestly expecting it. I swear to God, I'm going to bet Bones Highland to be most improved player next year, in the same way that I voted for, or I bet on Ja Morant the year before. Like, I see that type of leap happening. And wow. I can't imagine anything more wow. fun than a Bones Ja Highland Morant. Starting to, listen, man, like, I don't see any reason why he can't make that same level leap. Like, Bones Highland is somebody that wants it. He's hungry. He's got the will. He's got the talent. He's got the skill. Like, I legitimately don't see any reason why he just can't come out and just blow the doors off of, especially if he's going to be playing against second units. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, Bones Highland last year, 10 points a game, 3 assists, shot 36.6% from 3, shot 5.2 attempts per game in 19 minutes. How much do you expect him to play next season, Eric? Like, could you see him getting to the 25 minute per game mark? That feels realistic, like 25 at least minutes per game for Bones Highland.
Listen, I mean, Malone will ride a hot hand. Like, he'll ride a hot hand. Like, if yeah. Bones Highland comes out and it starts to really, like, if he looks like he does, like he did near the end of the season, where I mean, he essentially won the only playoff game for the Nuggets. And he has that, like, that same fire that we're seeing from him in these pro-ams and in his mm-hmm. mixtapes. And we just see him come in with that desire to be great, which I really truly believe he has. I really don't see any reason why not. I would certainly wouldn't bet against it.
I think he's going to have the opportunity to just take a massive leap, because at the beginning of the season, we don't know really what Jamal Murray is going to look like. We don't know what MPJ is going to look like. I'm going to talk about those guys in a second when I also discuss the players that would be the most fun to take a massive leap or really improve next season. But with Bones, like, he's going to have the opportunity to start a couple games, I feel like, early on next season, because Jamal Murray is probably not going to be playing in back-to-backs to open the year. It feels like he's going to get some nights off. It feels like he's probably not going to play 30 plus minutes a game most nights. So Bones is going to have a massive, massive opportunity mm-hmm. at the beginning of next season to kind of be that guy on some nights. And I feel like he's going to just really look forward to that. And like, that opportunity is going to be there. And like, mm-hmm. we've seen what he can do if he gets a chance. Like, we've seen what he can do if he gets the opportunity. So I think it's on the table for sure.
Easily
taking a massive leap, man.
Easily on the table. I mean, we'll see, but it's unquestionably on the table.
Yeah. Rick Green asks, Bones a top 5 nugget by the end of the season?
Could he be a
top 5 nugget? Well, it's obviously on the table.
Everything's on the table at this point.
Is Bones not already a top 5 nugget?
Well, you got to think probably the starters. The starters are probably the top 5 nuggets, right?
Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. KCP?
I don't know. I got to see KCP play. Like, I don't know. Listen.
Yeah. I think he's most likely to be the 4th best nugget or 5th best nugget. Is he going to be better than MPJ? I mean, we don't know.
We don't know. We just have to watch. We don't know.
Is he going to be better than KCP? We don't know.
We don't know.
Expectations on this show are sky high for Bones heading into next.
Oh my God, dude. They literally could not be any higher. Bones.
Yeah.
Like, that's our guy. So, yeah. Okay. So then I think that's the number one for me. I don't know if you disagree. Okay. To me, that's the most obvious name on this list. Like, number two, and this a little bit of a, you know, I mean, a little bit of a controversy, but number two to me is MPJ. MPJ, if MPJ exceeds, and this is the thing, like, if he exceeds our expectations, where to me, my expectation for MPJ is that he's able to be like a stepped down version of where he was at the end of the season before last, which is incredible, but you know, still had some very glaring holes, would still get targeted quite a bit, was shooting, but he wasn't the guy necessarily next to Jokic. Yeah. If he exceeds those expectations and really steps into a place where he has taken a step forward in this time away from basketball. And we get a lot of like, and we start to get Porter quarters. We start to get like that, like absurd shooting from three, that unbelievably efficient shooting from three. We start screaming, yeah, Mike, all the time. Like, that would be fun as hell. So like, yeah. So I feel like that has to be the one and two, right? I mean,
well, I think you can make the case for Jamal Murray, because
for sure,
if I almost feel like MPJ's expectations are lower than Jamal Murray's.
They are, no question.
Even though I think Jamal Murray is coming back from a more serious injury. Like, MPJ had back surgery. Like, that's very serious. We know that, obviously. But, like, just the feeling is I think MPJ's road back is definitely easier. But I just get the sense that his expectations are lower. Like, if Jamal Murray came back, D-line, and totally bucked the trend of guys coming off ACL injuries and was an all-star next season, like, that would be ridiculous.
Dude, I mean, my God.
That would be so fun. If Jamal Murray was just coming back and playing, like, the best basketball of his career at an all-star level, best regular season basketball of his career, he was just at an all-star level next season. I don't know what would be more fun than that.
Would be crazy. That would be very fun. That would be very fun. If we got Murray Flurries on the reg. The thing about Murray is that we've never seen him come back after injury. Michael Porter Jr., we have seen him come back after this exact injury, and he was able to, you know, step in and look great. So I agree with you that I don't know what to expect from Jamal Murray. I just simply don't know what to expect from him. So I guess you're right. Like, if Jamal Murray comes back and like really blows our expectations away, that shit would be fun as hell.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. Like, those three guys maybe are vying for that top spot. Most fun.
I think it's between those three. Like, Jamal Murray, once October rolls around, he will not have played in an NBA game for 18 months.
Is that
a ridiculously long time. Because April to April, 12 months, and then October, 6 more. 18 months that he will go without playing like in an NBA game, which is crazy. History suggests that he's definitely going to have his bumps and his up and downs next season. But if he can like surpass our expectations, that would be crazy. With MPJ, he might be number two, because I'm kind of with you and with everybody in thinking that like my expectations for him are definitely lower probably than Jamal, and just pretty low in general. I just don't know. He's healthy, but you always have, you know, the risk injury in the back of your mind with him. Like, how's he going to look defensively?
Right.
It's funny. You mentioned the mixtapes or the highlights that we've seen of MPJ. That's a stretch to call those mixtapes and highlights. Like, I wasn't really too wowed by those. He still looks like really stiff. I don't want to take too much away from those, but how's he going to look defensively? You know, we know he's going to be a great shooter. We know he's going to be able to get his shot off. How's he going to look in the other aspects of his game? How athletic is he going to be? Those are huge question marks, I feel like, for him. So my expectations for MPJ are definitely lower than for Jamal Murray. But if he came out and like was playing at around the level that he was at this time last year, before he got injured against the Rockets, before like his back started bothering him again, like, that would be ridiculously fun also.
Oh, Harrison. Oh, this purgatory season, this season of purgatory has been so taxing on us and everyone in Nuggets Nation. It's just like 18 months. It has been 18 months of torture that we've been party to. When you said that, like, it's crazy. Cause I mean, obviously in the span of a life, not that long, but in the span of a basketball, like life, like that is an eternity, 18 months. Like, I still remember that. I mean, obviously, like, just remember exactly what that felt like, watching Jamal Murray drive down the lane, like grab his knee and just be like, oh my God, no. Like what that felt like. And things have not been right since. Like it is, we are owed this by the by just the universe in general. By the basketball gods. The basketball gods
particularly.
I mean, I don't want to be too demanding. I say this with all due respect.
No, we don't ask for much from the basketball gods.
We ask for nothing. We honor, we respect, we say with great reverence. We don't demand, we plead. Dear basketball gods, please give us what we once had. Return us to our place amongst the pantheon of the basketball legends. And it's just, I just want to get back there so bad, Harrison. Just so bad. I don't even know who I am anymore. I've just been wandering. I don't know anything about myself.
Oh, man. So I think it's those top three in some order, Jamal Murray, Bones, no MPJ, in terms of who would be the most fun nugget to have a shockingly better season than expected.
A shockingly better season.
Like, here's who it probably won't be. Tell me if you disagree with any of these. KCP, I don't feel like he's going to shock us, like, at all. Like, I don't think he's going to just come in and be a totally different player or totally exceed expectations. I think KCP is going to be really good. I think he could be the Nuggets' fourth most important player. I really think he could. But we know who KCP is. I think we know who he is, and that's going to be a really good player. So I don't see it being him.
Well, but I know him as the guy that absolutely rained holy fire from above down on the Denver Nuggets in the bubble playoffs. Like, he was so – like, I didn't know him to be that potent of an offensive option until he just destroyed us with the Lakers. Like, I feel like he owes us – like a little bit, like he owes this to us to be that level of player. Like, I mean, I don't expect it all the time from him. So you're right. Like, but we need like these moments from KCP. We need him to be the spot up shooter that Nikola Jokic should be playing against, and the guy that can lock down or at least like provide like some baseline level resistance to somebody that wants to drive the lane, which we haven't seen in so very long here.
Yeah.
But if he, dude, like, I mean, because that the way that you say that, though, like, we know who he is. Like, if he comes out and he's, like, dope, like, that would be amazing. If we just didn't skip a beat with, like, that starting five, like, that core that we never actually saw play together of, you know, Gordon and Barton and Jamal, Porter, Jokic, like, those guys that were going to come and, like, just set the league on fire. And if he can just slide in seamlessly and maybe even be an upgrade to that Barton role, like, that would be very fun.
Same thing with Bruce Brown. I think Bruce Brown's going to be awesome. He has been awesome the last couple of years when he's been with Brooklyn, but I don't think he's going to come in and necessarily shock us or really, really surprise us next season. So I think he's going to be really important. I think he could be a top six, top seven, definitely most important player, but is he going to shock us? No, I don't think so. I don't see that happening.
You just, we expect so much already. So
I expect greatness, Bruce Brown.
It's like, it's not his fault. It doesn't mean he won't be great. It's just that we are already jaded by our own expectations of him, having never seen him even wear a Denver Nuggets uniform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get in on the hottest sports action for your shot at cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long and gear up for football season right now. New customers can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot at a big win. Plus, with same-game parlay, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless at DraftKings Sportsbook. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Deposit and withdraw cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR. Make your first deposit. Get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Risk-free bet paid out in the form of non-withdrawable free bet tokens. Max $1,000. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. I also got to tell you about the Colorado Golf Association raffle. Our friends over at the CGA have an awesome raffle going on for all our golf fans out there. Check out the Dream Vacation Golf Vacation Raffle. Prizes include a stay and play package at Wailea Blue Golf Course in Maui, Whistling Straits, a Naples golf tour, and Palm Beach golf tour, as well as $5,000 gift card to Bandon Dunes. The deadline to enter, August 18th. So get those tickets today for a chance to win the Dream Golf Vacation, courtesy of Colorado Golf Association. Go to coloradogolf.org to get those tickets today. All right, and we are back here.
We're so
so to continue, D-line, I don't think it's going to be Jeff Green either in terms of guys who are going to come in and shock us.
Well, I would be shocked if Jeff Green played every game like he wanted to be there. I would be shocked. Would it be fun? Probably
not. Well, so would I, but I mean, let's be real. It's not going to happen. What if DeAndre Jordan just came in and was good again? That would be a shock.
Shock, yes, but the question is, like, if they were shockingly better, which would be the most fun? Would that be the most fun if DeAndre Jordan just was like a serviceable NBA backup center? Like, would we be like, oh, DeAndre Jordan, did you see that rebound and that putback? Oh, I'm losing my mind over here.
I think there's some sneaky potential there, maybe. Very sneaky potential.
Oh my God. If he like suddenly was just turned into Lob City DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Let's be real. There's a whole lot of evidence suggesting that's not going to happen, or it's not going to come close to happening.
He could easily shockingly exceed my expectations in that I have no expectations of any kind. In fact, I'm not looking forward to the DeAndre Jordan era of the Denver Nuggets at all. If he comes in and it's like, oh, like what Boogie did last year. I mean, DeAndre Jordan doesn't have the game that Boogie does. He doesn't have the shot. He's a lot more limited on offense. But if he's able to, you know, like he is like a really, reliable rim defender, and like every now and again they slide him in next to Jokic, that would be, you know, that'd be pretty fun. I mean, kind of like he's definitely like sixth on this list of the most fun if they were shockingly better.
Yeah. What about Davon Reed, Mr. Dependable? I don't see him being surprisingly better than we think, or really fun if he's surprisingly better.
Can you imagine a guy whose nickname is Mr. Dependable comes out and is shockingly better than
Yeah, it'd be like against the rules for him to be shockingly better.
That's not like dependable. That's like Mr. Mr. Shocking.
Do any of these other guys have a chance? Vlatko, Ish Smith, no. Peyton Watson, Jack White.
In a word, no, they don't. There's no way. Like Peyton Watson, we will see. I don't believe we'll see Peyton Watson in a Denver Nuggets uniform in an earnest way this season. Mm-hmm. We're gonna hear tale of Peyton Watson. You'll watch him on Facebook Live to see the Rapids gold or the gold.
It's on Facebook Live.
None of the rest of us will see him suit up at all. I mean, the rest of the guys, those, like they, you know, like their games are not fun. They're like good. Those are basketball players. Like the most fun is going to be a hooper. No question. That's going to be Bones Highland. This team, the population of hoopers we have on this team are Bones Highland, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., no other hoopers. Is there another hooper that you would put on this squad?
Well, it's funny you mention that because it's the one guy we haven't talked about.
Who?
And that's Aaron Gordon.
Oh, that's you Aaron see Aaron Gordon as a hooper?
Yeah. He's in the hooper sphere.
Dude, AG dropped 50 in that pickup pro-am game this summer.
Yeah. I know, but is in a hooper fashion? Was he just dunking?
I call that hooper fashion.
Does he have a bag? He was shooting threes? All right, listen. Listen. If you're telling me the man's a hooper, then he's a hooper. I just have not seen hooper tendencies out of Aaron Gordon.
But here's the question: what would AG like really surprising us look like next season. Him shooting like a career best from three, him just having this leveled up basketball IQ. I mean, going back to the end of last season, that's what Aaron Gordon talked about that he wants to work on the most this summer. He wants to come back with a better basketball IQ and just a better understanding and feel of how to play with Nikola Jokic. Could his defense go up another level? What do you think that would look like if Aaron Gordon is able to just really raise his game?
So to me, Aaron Gordon really raises his game by taking things away that he's currently doing that he shouldn't be doing, which is standing in the corner, shooting three pointers, like just general, anything shooting related, like Aaron Gordon should remove from his game. Like Aaron Gordon should be playing in the dunker spot. He should be slashing. He should be focusing in really heavily on the defensive side. He should be fighting for rebounds, all of that, like blue collar kind of, you know, basketball that we sorely need on this squad. And for him to just like focus on that and like get, you know, 4 or 5 dunks a game, like that would be incredible. Like, and like angry, like mean, vicious dunks. Like,
yeah,
like that would be, that would fall into that category of like, man, this is, I didn't expect, I mean, we should have expected this because Aaron Gordon has made his name in this league by being a dunker, even though like, ironically, like that's not what he does more often than not. Like, even though he does still do, like his dunk numbers are still like pretty high. But you just, I don't know. I really thought he would just be dunking the ball exclusively when we got him. And like, he just shot so many three-pointers, just so many three-pointers. And sometimes it went in. He did win a, he won a game on a three-point shot. Like, but I just would like to see that removed from his game entirely and just him focus on being just like the goddamn, just Mr. 50, you know?
I think there's a lot to that. Aaron Gordon, he had 130 dunks last season. That was a career high. His previous career high was 104. So he dunked the most he ever has in a year last season. He also played, I think, the second most minutes he ever has in his career. And he had like a career high true shooting percentage. He shot 52% from the field, which was also a career high. I think like an improved or leveled up Aaron Gordon means his efficiency rises even higher because he's going to be the fourth or fifth option in the starting lineup. Whereas last year he was the second option for a lot of the season, for most of the season, second, third option. And so he's going to get even easier looks this coming season than he got last year or really, you know, anytime in his Nuggets tenure. So I would hope that his field goal percentage goes up and he's still going to take threes because he's just going to be who the defense leaves open. You know, he's just going to be wide open in the corner more often than not. So if he can just hit corner threes, and I saw some stuff last year where I was encouraged about his corner three, just encouraged about him as a shooter. So him, his field goal percentage rising, his efficiency rising, I think is integral to just him improving his game and leveling up, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. I just hope that there's just a shift in the way that the Nuggets play in general. They just don't have that like that same spacing every single time that every team in the league plays. Like Jokic doesn't just set up in the paint all the time like every other center, like that already opens up the paint so much more. Like he can just hang out like right outside of it and just be ready at all times. So I don't know. We'll see. But yes, this will be the best season that Aaron Gordon has. I guarantee it. Like he's going to have the best season of his career this year. And like people were kind of out on him early on in his tenure here during that playoff run when he did not look very good against Portland. People were like, what?
Well, and then he had the first two games against the Warriors when he was just in a dark place, man.
Yes. But there's going to be so much less asked of him, and he's going to just look like when we first signed Aaron Gordon, it was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. This is exactly the player that the Nuggets needed. This is the key that's going to unlock the true potential. Like we're finally going to see Jokic, you know, get to the place that he deserves. And then everything was taken from us because we got too proud. We defied the basketball gods. We laughed in their face, and then they started laughing right back at us. But now we've learned. We've become more pious. Mm-hmm. It's all going to happen for us this year. Hopefully, basketball gods, please.
Yeah. And F Refs comes in and says, AG's best season, he averaged 17.6 points per game, 7.9 rebounds per game. No way he puts up those numbers this season. I agree. He's not going to average 17.5 points per game. Rebounding wise, he averaged 5.9 rebounds last season. I don't see him averaging more than that this year, especially with Michael Porter Jr. on the floor. But he can have a better season if he puts up career bests in efficiency, shoots a career best from the corners, and plays defense at, you know, near the highest level of his career. If he hits those three benchmarks, I mean, that's an incredible season for
him. And the thing is that when he averaged those things, like, nobody in Orlando liked him. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that was his best statistical season, but I'm not even talking about his best statistical season. I'm talking about like his best season, like for the eye test boys out there, for the just watching him play, seeing the impact that he has, the comfort level, the becoming like a real fan favorite, like just, you know, being that guy, the glue guy, and just having, you know, sort of all things flow through him, showing up, being Johnny in the spot, people like just really falling deeply in love with Aaron Gordon. I just feel like that this is the year for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One piece of news here as we wrap up that we didn't get to in segment one. Deion, did you know that the Nuggets signed a player reportedly this weekend? Did you know that there's a new player that you have to get acquainted with ahead of next season?
I did not know this. How did this escape my radar? Who did we sign?
This came in via Adam Zagoria on Twitter. Michigan State's Gabe Brown signed an Exhibit 10 to go to training camp with the Nuggets. Per league source. Gabe Brown, I don't think this is a guy who's going to surprise us or surpass our expectations next season. But Gabe Brown, let me give you the rundown on him really quick. 6'7", 6'8 forward out of Michigan State. He was a four-year player at Michigan State. He played summer league with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he is coming to Denver on an Exhibit 10 deal, pretty much like a preferred G League invite. He'll go to training camp with the Nuggets. Then he'll go to the Grand Rapids Gold, most likely. Nuggets already have Adonis Arms on an Exhibit 10, Kellen Grady on an Exhibit 10. So this is their final Exhibit 10. They'll bring 20 players to training camp. Gabe Brown, want you to go home. Here's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Watch Gabe Brown highlights and tell me who you compare him to.
Okay. I'm very excited. I wish I'd seen this. I would have come in prepared. I have no idea. I'm ready. I'm ready to do some homework. I'm ready to get down in the trenches. I've got a notepad. I'll pop some popcorn. I'm ready for this. Let's go.
Our guy, Andy Jewett, this is perfect. Gabe Brown improves his shooting. He honestly is tough and athletic. Probably won't make it, but a good teammate.
Okay.
You know who he reminded me of? I watched his highlight for about 5 minutes before we jumped on here. Royce O'Neal. That's who I compliment. Oh,
okay. Royce O'Neal. Not a lot of great tape on Royce O'Neal. I'm excited to see, though.
Yeah. But yeah, check out Gabe Brown, guys. 6'8 forward. Shoots the three a lot. Shot 5.3 three-pointers per game last season at Michigan State, hit 38% of those. So he's kind of like a wing shooter defender that could be interesting.
Yeah. Are we allowed to have Bruce Brown, Gabe Brown, Christian Brown,
Jack White, Jermichael
Green.
Jeff Green.
Is this
Gabe Brown?
This is a troubling trend. If we're only signing players henceforth that have colors as last names, I don't like our chances.
But I mean, at this point, they did away with the rainbow uniforms 1 year too early.
That's true. That's so true. But three guys named Brown. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, although that is crazy.
Although Christian, like, come on, dude. Like, now you officially have to go by Braun If everybody else is brown, like, you have to go by broad.
Oh, man. All right. You got anything else before we get out of here, D-Line? Did today's show cure your case of the Mondays? Did it?
Well, I told you, as soon as I heard those air horns, I got vaulted up into Tuesday vibes. So yeah. Right now, I'm just cruising along like in a Tuesday state of mind. I'm ready to go. I love this Gabe Brown news. I hate the Colin Gillespie news. I feel the very idea of Bones Highland choosing how and when he's going to win a basketball game is like the most tickling thing to me about it. The fact that he decided to not break the record just to be, just to be magnanimous.
But he still got the W, of course.
Still got the W, scored an unheard of amount of points. And I swear, somebody else said this too in the chat. I swear that that was a Bones Highland track that mixtape was set to, which is even more impressive. If you have your own track to your own mixtape where you're scoring 62 points in a pro-am league, like, what? Yeah. I feel great, dude. I'm in Wednesday vibes. I've moved to Wednesday vibes.
That's next level. It's next level, to be honest. If you guys are just jumping on and didn't catch the beginning of the show, on Friday, we announced that we're officially going to Serbia, and a lot of people have reached out to us. People have, you know, sent us money for the trip. People are coming at us with suggestions for where we should have meetups, what bars we should go to, where we should have live shows. So if you have boots on the ground there and have any suggestions for us, people we should talk to, you know, interviews, stuff like that, just hit us up, send us a DM, and we can definitely communicate that way. We're open to all suggestions. We can't wait to be there.
Cannot wait. I guess it was
2.5 weeks. Is it really that soon? My God.
That doesn't feel right. But even though that is right, that does not feel right. Apparently it was Lil Durk rapping. Oh my God. Well, listen, sorry, Steve, listen, I know many things. I don't know everything. I know that the man dropped his own album this year, that being Bones Highland. If we could get a new mixtape with Bones Highland's music over Bones Highland scoring 62 points, that's all I need. I just got dropped right back down to Tuesday vibes. Get called out like that.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys on Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the like button before you get out of here. If you're in the chat, if you're watching, smash that like button. It really helps us out. Talk to you guys again tomorrow.
Let's go.